Hey, this is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this video, I'm going to tell you how to become rich. Okay, welcome back. Let's crack into this topic of how to become rich. There's so many ideas that I can share with you here, but I'm going to stick to something focused. I want to focus on something, and I'm going to give you some wisdom here. Not a gimmick, not a get-rich-quick gimmick. I'm going to give you some wisdom. All right. So if you really want to get rich, do you really want to get rich? Okay. If you do, here's what you got to do. You have to become a creator. I want you to be a creator in your life. You have to be creating something of value in order to become rich, unless you plan to rob a bank. Then you're not going to become a rich any other way. So, what does it mean to be a creator? And are you a creator right now? This is an important question. And of course, the question goes even deeper into how much of a creator are you? And what the hell are you creating with your time and your energy and your money? People who are poor are really not creators. What they do is they sell themselves out to an employer who then uses their services, and you do work for the employer and you get paid X amount of dollars per hour, per month, per year, whatever the term is. And therefore, sure, you could be creating stuff at your work. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but you're not creating that much. You should be creating more. To become rich, you really need to create a lot. And you need to control the creation. This is critical. You need to control the creation. Because right now, for your boss, you probably are creating stuff. Maybe you're creating reports. Maybe you're writing things. Maybe you're doing graphic design. Maybe you're creating engineering schematics. Or you're providing some sort of organization work as a secretary. Whatever. You're creating, right? You're creating those reports and organization. And maybe you're managing people. But you're not owning it. The company owns it. The boss owns it. You're working for somebody. It's really, really hard to become very wealthy, rich, working for somebody else. Why? Because they control the creation, and they control the value, and they put a glass ceiling, basically, on how much you can be earning, and how much value, even, you can be generating for them. Because you might right now be stuck in a position where you are actually wanting to create more. You want to create more value for the company. You want to do more for that project. You want to do more for your boss. And this is very frustrating because that boss or that company might actually not want you to be doing more. They might not be listening to your ideas. They might not be hearing you out. Maybe you have a brilliant idea right now that will earn millions of dollars for your company, but you're just in a position where you can't really exercise any creative control. You have no power or authority to get that idea passed through and realized, so that value will never be generated. It'll never be realized, and you will then never see the payoff from that. So just a general formula for how to earn money. I talk about this in other videos. I think this is an idea I got from Jim Rohn, but somewhere I got this idea. I think other people talk about it too. It's basically wealth is value. So the more value you can generate for the world and other people, the more wealth you will generate for yourself. It comes back to you. This is a very tried and true principle. So what you got to do is you got to position yourself to create more value in the world. What does that mean? I mean, for you, it might mean put out more novels, put out more writing, put out more blog posts, put out more, more engineering schematics if you're an engineer, put out more computer code if you're a computer programmer. But you have to be smart about this. That doesn't mean work harder in your job. In fact, I think that can be a dangerous trap to fall into, is to think that if only I just work harder at my current job, that I will become rich. Actually, probably not. I mean, you might get promotions, and certain jobs offer so much room for growth that you actually could become very rich just working in your company and kind of working your way up the corporate ladder. But that tends to be pretty rare. I actually find that the best way to become rich is to start owning the creation. To do that, you generally have to either become a partner, a shareholder, stakeholder in some way, or you have to start your own business. I really recommend the last option, starting your own business. But don't let that discourage you from generating wealth for yourself, even in your current job. So I'm not saying quit your job today or you're never going to be wealthy. I'm just saying think down the road. I mean, be smart about this. If you recognize that right now you're not able to have the kind of creative output that you want, you're not able to create massive value, then start to think, what can you do to change that? And one of the things might be to start looking for either a new job where you can really express yourself, share your gifts more, or create your own job, create your own business, right? Start fleshing out those ideas. So this idea of being a creator, you have to be creating something. Create something. What does this really mean? Well, for most of you, there are two things here. One is put yourself in a position where you actually can be fully expressive. The next point is that for many of you, you probably are not creating anything in your life right now at all. Like, many of you could be going to just a 9-to-5 job where you're doing some piddly type work for an organization whose values you don't really believe in, whose mission you don't believe in, whose products you don't believe in, you don't really care about, you're not putting any passion into it. And if you're in that position, then I do not consider you a creator. Even if you're creating stuff for the company, you're not really a creator. A creator is someone who has vision, someone who puts their blood and sweat into their work. They take their work very personally, and they care not about the paycheck, and they care about not company loyalty or making sure they don't upset their boss or something silly like that. What they care about is creating something beautiful and excellent for humanity, for the world. They want to put stuff out. That's all a creator cares about. And a creator, this is not some magical unicorn type of person, right? This is not some mystical fairy tale creature. A creator is just someone who has really put a lot of value on this. Some people have this come about more or less naturally through the way they're raised. Other people, maybe like you right now, do not see themselves as a creator, but you can refashion yourself into a creator, and when you do, wow, you're going to have some amazing things happen. First thing that's going to happen is that you're going to actually enjoy what you're doing at work. The next thing that's going to happen is that you're actually going to get like excited waking up in the morning. You're going to have so much more drive and passion, and people are going to see that off you. The next thing it's going to do is that it's actually going to position you to be extremely rich. You can't get rich by doing ordinary work. Not really. I mean, if you're extremely lucky, maybe you can, but you can't really get rich in this world by doing mediocre work. You have to do extraordinary work. You have to be exceptional. As Seth Godin puts it, you have to be creating purple cows. You have to be creating things, projects or services that are like, wow, that's remarkable. It has to be remarkable. So what are you doing? What are you creating that's remarkable? If you're not creating anything remarkable, then you're never going to be rich. So that is the bottom line. Okay, a couple of other points. I've kind of beat this creator one to death. Next point I'm going to say is that a lot of you probably right now are saying, yes, I want to be a creator, Leo. Like, this is actually something that I've been really passionate about. I've wanted to be a creator my whole life. I've been thinking about it, but I'm just stuck. I'm stuck. Things are not letting me be a creator. My parents, they're holding me back. My friends, they're holding me back. My boss, he's holding me back. My company is holding me back. People don't see my potential. People don't see what I can do for them. My money situation is holding me back. I don't have enough capital. I don't have enough capital to start a business. I don't have enough money to take some time off to find my life purpose or to look for a new job. I don't have that luxury. All right, here's the deal. This is the biggest thing, actually, even bigger than being a creator, that is holding you back from being rich. You're not rich because you're blaming other people. You're not taking responsibility for your life and the circumstances that you're in. You're not doing it. And what's even worse is that you're going to deny that you're a victim, that you're making yourself a victim. You're going to deny this. You're going to blame me for telling you and accusing you of being a victim. And you're going to say to yourself, but no, these are real problems that I have in my life. This is tangible. I don't have money. My mom is really holding me back. My dad is really holding me back. My spouse is really holding me back. My boss, he's a total jerk, total asshole, has no vision, doesn't see my potential. You're going to say that all of that is true for you. That's true for you. And that I am wrong. I'm not wrong. I am right. And you are wrong. Right now, you are putting yourself in such a victim position that you are not even realizing what you're doing. And here's where it's going to happen. is that you can either be a victim and stay a victim in your life and keep getting the kind of results that you've been getting, or you can open your mind up and accept these new ideas and let your ego get bruised by the fact that you are sabotaging your own life and start to make the hard changes that you got to take to start to get a transformation. In this case, becoming rich. Your boss, he's not really holding you back. What's holding you back is your thought that your boss is holding you back. Your parents, they're not really holding you back. What's holding you back is your thought that your parents are holding you back. It's the assumptions that you have. It's the assumptions that you have about what you need to move forward. I don't have enough money. How can I move forward? My parents, they're so negative and controlling and dominating in the way they raise me. How can I possibly move forward? My health is bad. I don't feel good. Maybe I have some illness. How can I possibly now move forward from that? I mean, these are real, physical, tangible things. My boss, he really won't let me get promoted. He doesn't want to hear my ideas. How can I get past that? I hear what you're saying, and I know exactly how it feels, because I feel this way at times, and I've definitely been there. But this is the biggest thing that is holding you back from creating wealth, from being rich, and really getting success in any area of your life. It's holding you back so much, because what you're doing is you're giving your power away to all these external circumstances. You're being mesmerized by your external circumstances. Check out another video I have where I talk about internal versus external circumstances and inner and outer world, where I really hammer at this distinction and how important it is. What's happening right now is that you're limiting your options because you think that you're stuck and you've got these assumptions. But really what you're doing is you're thinking inside a very small, confined little box. And that little box is keeping you where you're at. It's keeping you kind of comfortable, but also very frustrated. What you got to do is you got to expand that idea. You got to expand it. And the way to do that is to say, okay, from now on, no more bitching, no more complaining, no more negative thinking, no more finger pointing. I am responsible 100% for my whole life, for everything. I mean everything that happens to you. I don't just mean when you cut somebody off on your way to work because you're so rushed and then that person flicks you off. You're not just responsible for that. You're obviously responsible for that. I mean you're responsible for everything. You are responsible for your boss being an asshole and not listening to you. You are responsible for your parents having a negative impact on your life and holding you back. You are responsible for where you're living. You're responsible for how much you're earning. You're responsible for your health. You're responsible for everything. Everything. You don't want to hear this. I know you don't. It's very threatening to your ego. You know what's also awesome though? What's awesome is that when you accept this, what this means is that you have complete power to change everything in your life. And that, my friends, is true. That is very true. And that is what you are denying yourself. Because when you create this victim mentality, when you cast yourself as a victim, what that means is that you can stay a victim. And there's a psychological payoff that you get from being a victim, which is, woe onto me, I'm a victim, I can't do anything. I don't have to go out there and work my ass off to change. When you accept responsibility for everything, all of a sudden, the whole world opens up to you. Everything is possible. Everything is possible. And now you see opportunities, and you see things that you can do. And you see also the really scary thing, and this is why you do not want to take responsibility for your life. You see the scary thing, which is so fucking scary, that the reason that you're not more successful is because of you. It's because of you. It's because you're afraid of your own potential. That is the real truth of why you won't take responsibility for your life, is you are afraid of what it will take of you to work to live into your full potential. So, we got a little deep there, but this is basically what you need to do to get rich. This is some wisdom, all right? Some of these concepts are a little bit abstract. You might have been looking for a way to earn some quick cash. That's not what I'm giving you here, and that's not going to really be helpful to you. This is much more helpful, but you need to have the long-term vision to see how this connects and how this can really transform your life if you start applying this stuff. Start applying it, all right? Really think about this. Start by taking full responsibility right now. Don't pass the buck onto anyone else. The buck stops with you. All right. This is Leo. I'm going to be signing off. Leave me your comments. I love to hear feedback from you guys. I use it to improve my videos and create new ones off your suggestions. Then, like this and share this so that it spreads around, other people get the message. And of course, check out actualize.org, where we have an awesome newsletter, weekly updates for free, no spam. And you also get a few exclusive bonuses by signing up. You get a 19-part video series, which you can't get anywhere else, about busting your limiting beliefs. And you also get a chance to win 2 hours of free coaching from me, which I give away every month. But the real reason that you want to sign up is because you want to start getting on track with what I'm teaching you guys here. You want to start mastering your psychology. Mastering your psychology so that you can create an extraordinary life for yourself. And that is what we teach you at actualize.org.